Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
We are talking about health warning labels on your wine, your beer, your spirit bottles. You might remember late last year we talked about this because from May next year, the state will be the first country in the world to make these cancer warnings on drink bottles mandatory. But some Irish businesses fear that it's going to have a detrimental impact on the produce that they try to put on the shelves every single day. Cathal O'Donoghue is from the Rascals Brewery. Cathal, how will you guys be affected?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
The biggest impact for us will be for export. I mean, if everybody in Ireland is doing this, then it'll be the norm here. But when we're trying to sell our beer export, and there's this big label on it that no one else has in their countries, then why would they want to have it when they can choose to buy a beer from another country that's similar? That's a big one for us.
Okay, so you think that the export market won't want these health warning labels splashed all over the bottle of the can?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it.
I'm looking at a preliminary design for the Irish label. They're fairly prominent. You know, you get the usual, the grams, the kilocalories, all of that stuff. And then in bold red writing, drinking alcohol causes liver disease. There is a direct link between alcohol and fatal cancers. You have a graph or a photograph of a pregnant woman, you know, with a red X across it where she's holding what looks like a glass of beer. And then information about visiting askaboutalcohol.ie. You're not going to miss this label, Cathal.
No, you're not. And we actually have a lot of that stuff on our labels already. The picture of the pregnant lady is on our cans. Calories and stuff like that are there on some of the products. But yeah, so the big red writing, like we're not denying that overconsumption of alcohol is obviously bad for you. But I think that there's a better way of doing it. Maybe a more subtle label would work. A big problem as well is what you mentioned there about the kilojoules and kilocalories, etc. If there's a generic label, then you know we could put that onto our cans and other producers could put it on their wine bottles. But we have to produce a different label for every single product. Which makes it more difficult.
Okay, so the real issue for you is that you're going to have to produce... Well, sorry, will you have to produce two labels or will the Rascals products that you make and produce in Ireland, will they have to carry these health warning labels when you even are exporting them overseas?
Well, that's it. You know, you would have to have them for Ireland, but you could choose not to have them for export. But that's inefficient for a small company like us. We print off labels or we print off the cans. You know, we buy 70,000 cans at a time, which would do us for 6 months or a year. So we're not going to do that twice for two different markets, you know. The big multinational companies, Diageo, Heineken, etc., can afford to do that. They have different bottling lines, different canning lines for different markets. But a small company like ourselves or any other craft brewery or producer, it's an extra cost.
So it's the cost of the second set of labels, that's the issue?
Yeah, and even... It reminds me a lot of the DRS. So when that came in, that was a big cost to us. We had to reproduce all our cans, get them redesigned with the DRS label on it. That was a big cost to us. And here we are hit again with another cost of getting different cans or different labels for our product.
Dean McGuinness is the managing director of Premier International Beers. Is it in the name? Is it a lot of your products for export, Dean?
No, we are working the other way. We import specialty beers from around the world and sell them in Ireland.
Okay, so what's the implications then for your customers?
Well, I suppose implications for our customers, but also implications in terms of the way that the government is implementing this. We sell our beers according to a philosophy of drink less, drink better. So what we do is we import premium beers, just like Rascals as well, which would sell high quality beers, and we sell them at a higher price and people tend to consume them in smaller volumes. Now, the way that the government is implementing this legislation, it significantly increases the costs for people that are importing smaller quantities of premium beers and people that are producing smaller quantities of craft beers. And it has very little impact on the cost of mass market products. Mass market products, by definition, are being sold in larger volume. And the issue in terms of health is in the way that alcohol is consumed, not alcohol itself. In other words, if you abuse alcohol, it's bad for your health. So the way that the government is implementing this is they are helping people that are selling alcohol in larger volumes, and they are hurting people that are trying to get people to consume alcohol in smaller volumes.
I would have assumed they were just trying to get people to stop before they drink.
Well, if they want to eradicate alcohol altogether, then that has been tried before in the US with prohibition. It failed miserably. Alcohol is one of the best regulated substances in terms of the way that it's managed in the market. There are controls on promotion. There are licensing laws. There's minimum unit pricing in place. There is a series of different things in place for alcohol. The best thing that they could do is regulate alcohol so that people drink responsibly, but make sure that they're assisting people that are trying to help them in making sure that alcohol is being drunk responsibly.
Dr. Sheila Gilheeney is with us on the line too, Dean. Sheila's the CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland. As Cathal suggested, Sheila, a few moments ago, like, is there a possibility of perhaps making the labels a little more subtle?
No. The labels have been designed in view of the legislation which was passed in 2018, and they basically are a part of that. And I think if we were trying to make something more subtle, we'll be getting away from the point of, you know, why you have the label in the first place. So the label is there to give consumers or potential consumers clear information about the risks to health, specifically in this case, like a risk of that alcohol causes cancer, that alcohol causes liver disease, and and a warning about not drinking in pregnancy, as well as just some basic information such as the calories that are in the product. You know, every other product that you would buy, whether it's a litre of milk or orange juice, would tell you what the calorie value is within that product. But alcohol is the one substance that's for sale across the EU where you don't have that information as standard. So this is a small redress, a small change in the law, which actually is giving the consumers some information. And I have heard actually some of the people kind of concerned about importing and particular costs maybe that might be in relation to small producers. Mm. But one thing that I should actually point out is that the legislation actually refers to retailers, so it's up to the retailer to ensure that the product is actually labelled correctly. So if, for example, they had stock that was from previous times, or if it was stock from a small producer who didn't have the capacity to put on the label, which would seem odd, they can actually stick on the label themselves. So that's actually allowable within the regulations.
So for instance, for the purposes of this conversation, that would mean for the likes of Cathal O'Donoghue, who's in Rascal's Brewery, if he didn't have the labels on wherever he's selling it, they would have to ensure it's on, would it?
Yes, the onus is on the retailer. So the offence is, it is an offence to sell a product without the label. So that's primarily where the legislation is directed. And it is straightforward information. There's a 3-year, lead-in time for retailers, to look at this and to have the information at hand.
Well, just when you mention retailers, stay with me, Sheila. I've Cathal McHugh with us as well. Cathal's the chair of the National Off-Licence Association. So it sounds like, Cathal, you'll actually have to enforce this.
Well, that actually hasn't been made clear yet. And it's not within our capabilities, really, to enforce this or to label. Does this mean that all off licences, all supermarkets have to invest in their own labelling machines to produce labels? As one of your contributors said earlier, the label is going to be different for each product. For example, in a wine, different for each wine, and it can change from one vintage to the next vintage. We don't have that information to hand to know how many kilojoules, how many kilocalories, how many grams of alcohol are in each bottle.
But surely some of that, though, is currently on the labels, though, Cathal, is it not?
For wines from 2024 vintage, it's mandated in Europe that all wines have nutritional information on the labels through a QR code. But most products, most beers, most whiskies voluntarily have their nutritional values on the label.
I do wonder, Sheila, and there's quite a few messages coming in from people, and you know, rather than reading them all, I'll just summarise it into one point. You know, if we have labels on the likes of your cigarette packets, you know, there's a lot of conversation in recent years, and rightly so, about the impact of drink and alcohol on the body. Like, will these labels actually have much impact? You know, will it deter somebody on a Saturday night from having, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 pints, whatever it is they're having?
Well, there is research actually that shows that, you know, that it does actually have an impact on people's purchasing or likelihood of purchasing. I'll give you an example, actually. In Canada, there's an experiment carried out where cancer warning labels were placed on alcohol products, and they saw a 6% drop in the purchases that were made over a number of weeks. Funny enough, the alcohol industry shut down that experiment because, you know, they didn't want their consumers knowing about the risks to their consumers' health. So we would go back to it that this is very much a consumer's right to know. What the consumer does with that information, that's a different matter. But the consumer certainly should have that information. This is just basic facts that they should have and which are being kept and being concealed from them by the alcohol industry.
Cathal McHugh, will the likes of the craft breweries, the small producers, I take it the argument is that they'll be disproportionately affected by this?
Yeah, they certainly will. And it's probably even more relevant for wine because most of the wines that our specialist off licenses would sell would be, by their nature, they'd be small batch. There wouldn't be huge bottling runs for them. So all of these products are going to have to be manually labelled, most likely at source. But in some cases, I think producers will refuse to label it. And in that case, it'll fall on the importers here or the retailers to put the labels on. But again, the difficulty there is that each label is unique. But what we would call for is that that these regulations be postponed, because the EU have committed to introduce mandatory health labels throughout the EU in their 2021 Beating Cancer Plan. So we'd recommend that the Irish government would postpone the unilateral implementation of the regulations and align with the forthcoming EU regulations.
Are you on for that, Sheila? It's May next year, isn't it? It's due to be introduced.
Yes, it is. May 2026 is due to be introduced in Ireland. Absolutely not. Ireland needs to go ahead and will be going ahead with it. You know, the legislation has been in place actually since 2018. And just I'm going to go back actually to the European side of this. The alcohol industry has fought tooth and nail to delay and make sure that there is no health labelling of alcohol products across the EU. I mean, just going back to that, you know, that very basic thing about, you know, calories and ingredients, you know, every other product has to be labelled in this particular way because of an EU regulation that would have come in around 2011. And the only ones who have an exception from this is the alcohol industry. And that'll just show you the power of this industry to ensure that consumers are not given proper information. So they do have actually waiting. EU to catch up in some kind of a way is ridiculous. Ireland has its own legislation, and you know, I will also say that the EU Commission looked at that legislation and agreed with Ireland's position on it, that our situation was such here in Ireland that we had, you know, very particular problems to do with alcohol, and that these labels were a proportionate response to that problem.
Listener here makes the point that they used to work in a warehouse that stored and shipped a well-known Irish liqueur. It was shipped all around the world and particularly to the US. We had to put different labels on hundreds of thousands of bottles every year, as different countries and different states in the US had different laws around alcohol sales. This has been ongoing for years now. Hasn't been a problem, says this texter. Another listener suggests this could mean retailers might stop stocking craft and speciality drinks because of the hassle. They'll rely on the big brands who can afford to do it. Another listener thinks, though, that labels are totally ineffective. You stop paying any attention to them after a short while. And texter making the point, I don't drink, but the constant nanny statism of this government is absolutely exhausting, says this listener. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's Dr. Sheila Gilheeny, Dean McGuinness, Cathal O'Donoghue, Cathal McHugh. Thanks for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.